The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've started, maybe you haven't. Well, if you haven't, more than likely, and it should at this point be time for you to plant. Yeah. Plant your summer garden right here on the Backyard Gardens Podcast. Minisode.
To have a good harvest, one must plant good seeds and must also use the right kind of fertilizer. The carrots have grown large and firm. How good they will taste.
Welcome to the Backyard Gardens Podcast, where we talk about all things gardening and give the information out for you to be successful in your garden, whether it's your first or your last. We are your hosts, Ben, the backyard gardener, and
Batavia, the front yard gardener.
One in the country.
One in the city.
Now get ready as we dig deep into this wonderful world of gardening, as we learn to grow and grow for change. I might have lost my mind a little bit there, but it is time for you to be fully planted at this point. So we want to make sure that our temperatures are at or above around 50-ish at night. Mm-hmm. Would you say?
Agreed. Absolutely.
What's the lowest you would put your tomatoes outside?
I wouldn't put them out if it was lower than 50 at night.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, no.
I would, if it was going to dip to around 45, I would do it. Mm. If it was just going to dip, though, it'd have to just be a couple times. It couldn't be a consistent.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're two different people. But
we are. We definitely are. And, you know, last year mine got down to 40 and they struggled.
Yeah.
So... but you want to make sure that, you know, if you are at the hardening off process, they've been sitting around, that it is time to plant them. Mm-hmm. And you should be, it's all hands on deck at this point.
Yeah. So the great thing about this is you've been working hard to keep things going as you've been hardening them off. But now the work is going to...
How'd you know I have?
Because I know you. Yeah, come on. This is important to you. I know.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
You've been working hard and it's about to get a little bit easier for you, right? So it's easier to maintain these planted veggies than it was when they're sitting on your back porch or, you know, on the side of your house if you're me. So this is a moment for us. Let's get ready to celebrate. This is, for me... It's my hope that I am already, again, recorded earlier than the air date, but already planted. But just to note, if you're still getting things planted now, as of this week, I had great success with this exact schedule last year for my summer veggies. So,
yeah, you typically even plant later than this.
Last year was the earliest, and it was exactly this last week of May that I was putting those things out into the garden.
Right. So, and this is a good, and a lot of people, you know, Batavia may have been a little behind schedule last year, but that's different.
Yeah.
Maybe. Jury's out and it'll stay out. It'll never come in on that one. So I'm cool with it.
It's a hung jury. But, is it a mistrial? It's a mistrial. Okay.
It's a mistrial. We'll do mistrial. But, you know, at this point, you know, if you have got it planted, you still have time to put something else in. Too. You can still like go to the store and get a starter if you have to. You know, something happened, you know, maybe a deer came by and ate something, or you know, your son went in there and trampled it down, or your dog or something, you know, who knows? Cat dug it up. Can I get an amen, sister?
Amen.
Because I know
sister.
You have those problems. I mean, so you know, you still have that time now to do that, but what are we planning right now? So we're basically talking about everything that we direct sowed last week, because some of the stuff you can start inside, and we're talking about tomatoes, peppers, eggplants. Yep. What else?
Again, zucchini, if you're doing transplants. I know you don't like to do transplants for zucchini and squash, but I tend to do that. You know, some people...
Wait, did I say I haven't made the announcement yet?
No.
I'm doing zucchini transplants this year. I'm going to try it.
I appreciate you.
Because I'm trying to avoid the squash vine borer. Mm. So I'm like, maybe if they're a little bit more mature.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'm going, and you know what else I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
I'm going to cover them.
Fudge. I had to pull that back, man. Let me write that down.
Why are you pulling it back? That's big
news. Yeah, yeah. That, I mean,
depending on the cost of the cover,
I will join you.
If I'm cheap, and I'm cheap, I might not. But
I mean, I think at least one plant. If I do like a container or something, that could be game changing. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Holla. So
cucumbers is the next thing I was going to say. You know, so I've historically transplanted cucumbers as well and had success with them. So you have that. I mean, peppers. Did you say peppers already?
I did say peppers.
Okay. I'll say peppers again.
Peppers. Yeah. Yep. So when you're planting your tomatoes, don't forget bury them deep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Put the stem in the ground as much as you can. Even take off a couple leaves on the bottom. And I take, if I have a tomato that is a foot long, mm-hmm. there will only be 4 inches sticking out of the ground when I'm done planting it.
Because
I go deep because, go ahead.
All of the little, like those little prickly, they're not really prickly, but they look like that. The hair. Cilia. No, let's call it cilia. Hair. Let's call it hair. On that stem, those will turn into roots if you plant that tomato plant deep enough, right? So every bit of that stem that's planted, it's going to improve that tomato plant for you. Oh, I'm so excited. I love tomato. I mean, how wonderful is a tomato plant? Come on.
Yeah. Now, everything else doesn't get planted like that. No. I can't think of anything else that gets planted like that.
No.
Now, zucchinis, you can plant them with so they lay on the ground and they will root from the stem as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But you don't bury them. Yeah, they are basically a vine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they are basically an invasive vine. Thank God we have cold so they would go away. So, but that's definitely a part of it too. So you're at this point, you're also putting out your sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's not forget the almighty sweet potatoes. And in 8A, I'm only a week after putting them in at this point, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not far from putting them in. So, and in your area, you probably have another week or so.
Yeah. I still have a bit more time. Just a bit more time.
And so if you're at this point, you should be looking for a faster variety, sweet potato.
Yeah.
So
I think also, just kind of housekeeping, you want to make sure that if you haven't already prepped the area you're planting in, you know, I can just see David kind of walking around with a little bit of compost in a bucket or something, right? You know, you want to make sure you're, you want to make sure you're putting those plants into a well prepped area.
Well, how do we prep the hole, Batavia?
Oh,
let's do this. Yeah. That's where I was going next anyway.
Look at that. You see that, Sid? I'm telling you, bro. Connected. So
synergy.
I know. I'm telling you. All right, sorry. I hope we don't have to pay for that, right?
No, we don't.
So I'm going to take a bag of my compost. For those that are making them, high fives to you. But I'm taking a bag of the compost, dig my hole. I'm going to sprinkle some this year. I'm going to sprinkle some compost in that hole. And I'm going to put the plant in there.
How much compost, Batavia?
I'm going to say if I used my hands, I'm going to say maybe 2 handfuls.
That's about what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at there.
Come on now.
And sharing now, if a you brain have small at this hands, point. If you have small hands, you might want to do 3, okay? Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put fertilizer in the hole?
Well, you know. See, now you're trying to teach me here. I don't, and I'm probably not going to.
I'm not trying to teach you.
Well, you know how bad I am about fertilizing.
I don't put fertilizer in either.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't see that coming.
I don't put fertilizer in the hole. Now, that being said, if I get a, froggy this year, mm-hmm. I may sprinkle a little bit in, but I typically don't do that. You know, a lot of people will pre-water as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've seen
that. So when those roots go in, they are nice and happy.
Yeah.
And that's important too. So I typically don't pre-water it. Usually I water the whole bed first.
Yeah, I don't do either of those.
And then I also water afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do a deep watering afterwards. If I have, for all these summer vegetables, it's normally no problem when it comes to whatever those creepy things that are kind of crawling up that vine and eating them. So I mulch afterwards as well, right? So
right. Yep, and so like your tomatoes, your so the tomatoes the only one you bury. Mm-hmm. And your tomatoes and, you know, anything that you need to stake, you want to put the stake in at the same time as planting.
Excellent point.
So that the roots can grow around it and you won't be disturbing them, because there will be nothing worse than getting stabbed through the leg when you just got comfortable. So go ahead and stab it now. Yeah. Get it. Do all the damage you're going to do to your plant now so that it can recover. So if that means pulling some leaves, you know, if anything's blooming now, you have any blooms from your tomatoes or peppers or anything, pull those blooms now.
I don't.
Get those off there, because...
He's right. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah, because it's... The plant will... Once you pull those blooms, it'll say, oh, let's make roots. And then it'll redirect.
Correction.
So, yes, ma'am.
I do pull the blooms. Sorry. I got twisted in my head.
You don't pull them for flowers.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah,
sharing a brain, welcome. Clearly.
So
for this one, what was the other note that I had? Oh, I tag plants, right? So with all of the tomatoes I have, I'm going to put a tag in to make sure I remember which plant this was. Same thing for pepper. So that's going to be one of the probably closing things I do as a part of planting.
Yeah, I don't tag.
Marker.
But that's a good thing to do.
I think we refer to it in the garden world as a marker. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, both.
There's no technical around here. Do whatever the hell you want. You can tag it. You can mark it. You can write it down. You can take a picture of it. Don't matter. Just know what it is. And if you don't, you're going to be like everybody else who forgets what it is.
You think that you have the brain capacity to remember it, but you don't. Don't.
No.
You don't.
And that's okay, because this year I will for sure make a post and say, hey, did anybody know what this is? I forgot.
It's a shout out to my very best girlfriend. You think you can do these things, but you can't. It's a line from Nemo. Do you remember?
That's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I'm dating
it's
myself.
Been a minute. You are. So we've pulled the blooms, we've staked, we've dug holes, we've put compost in. You're going to deep water at this point. Some people will cover their newly, freshly transplanted plants with pots or something dark. I do not do that. Mm-hmm. I have spent my time hardening them off, so that bitch has got to be ready to go at this point.
To make
like,
a
I'm
break.
Done babying you. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, this is the finish line.
Go out into the world. You know, be great.
I have prepared you. We have trained for this, son. Mm-hmm. You know, I have rubbed you every day. I have blown wind on you. I have even amped it up, and I have exposed you to the bright star that's closest to us. Get used to it. Then, anything else? There is something. I had it in my head and I just forgot, so I'm going to stall for a second.
Yeah. So I could actually stall for many seconds, but I can't remember the thing.
I have it.
There it is.
So, in relation to that, though, where you say, yes, I plant something and I'm going to cover it with a pot. Mm-hmm. I don't do that, but I plant it in the evening.
Mm.
So when the sun drops... Mm-hmm. It has those hours to rest in that and get comfortable.
Yeah. So I don't plant in the earliest morning, but I think for me, I don't plant in the evening either. I mean, part of it's schedule, part of it's, you know, when it's the most comfortable in the day. But we're still talking about there's one last moment for shock for this plant, you know, and that's what we're doing right now. So I definitely get the idea of planting it in the evening.
Yeah. Now, when I say evening, I'm not saying I go out there at six, you know, if the sun goes down at 7, I'm going out there at 6 o'clock at night, but I might be out there at, but you know, 4 o'clock or something when the sun's getting lower. Mm-hmm. So, cause I mean, look, you still want it to be getting that same sun that it's going to get there. So typically before I put them in the ground, I'm having them finish off their hardening spot in the bed they're at.
Oh, excellent point.
In their pots, but right next to that bed.
Yep, excellent point.
That's kind of, you know. Ding dong. but you know, that's what we need to do. We need to be planning. Just get those tomatoes deep, man.
Yeah.
Because look, let's face it. What's a garden without a tomato?
It is not a garden. No, it absolutely is a garden, but not one that I love.
In America, that could be, you know, questioned because it is literally a staple for, you know, a garden. But
if you've already done this, no worries. If you aren't prepared to do it this week, no worries. But make sure you don't wait too long, man. Come on. We're here. Yeah. It's go time, baby.
Yeah, it's go time. Look, there's been 50,000 of you that have listened to us and said that we want to do this. So,
Were you guys just pulling our legs?
Yeah, because we literally talk about nothing but gardening, so y'all ain't getting nothing else out of this. So,
come on. If you don't wrap this up, I'm going to lose it.
Well, that's good because we got 15 seconds before we meet our time. So, everybody, have fun. We made it. Plant that summer garden. Hashtag BYG podcast because this is it. We want to see you grow. Thank you. Minisode over.
Congratulations and see ya.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you want to see what we're up to or just stay up to date on all the announcements regarding the show or anything gardening, then you can follow us on Instagram at Backyard Gardens TV.
We love seeing what you guys are doing. So use hashtag BYG podcast in your post and we'll be sharing your gardens with the Backyard Gardens community.
And check us out on YouTube at Backyard Gardens where we will post this show, all of our other shows, clips, and then also some gardening tips and just gardening entertainment. And you can see us at our website at backyardgardenstv.com. But that's it for today's show. So help us as we learn to grow and grow from change. And until next time, we'll catch you guys later. We'll call this one a wrap.
Now you know why people feel like celebrating at harvest time.
All over the world, people have feasting and good times when the crops have been gathered in.